श्रोताहरू, तपाईँहरू सुन्दै हुन्छ एसबिएस रेडियोको नेपाली कार्यक्रम र तपाईँको साथमा छु म समीर घिमिरे। अघि यो व्यावसायिक सन्देशभन्दा अगाडि सुन्नुभयो तपाईँले हाम्रो कुराकानी चुडामणी बेलबासेजीसँग, ट्याक्स स्पेसलिस्ट, र उहाँले चाहिँ ट्याक्स रिटर्न गर्दाखेरि के कस्ता कुराहरूमा ध्यान दिनुपर्छ भन्ने कुरामा फोकस गर्नुभएको थियो। श्रोताहरू, अब कार्यक्रम अगाडि बढौँ र अब हामी लागौँ इराकतर्फको युद्ध, इराक युद्ध जुन चाहिँ सन् 2003 भएको थियो त्यो सम्बन्धको संयुक्त अधिराज्यमा गरिएको छानबिन सम्बन्धीको निष्कर्षबारे। संयुक्त अधिराज्यमा 7 लाएर गरिएको एक छानबिनबाट सद्दाम हुसेनले प्रस्तुत गरेको खतरालाई बढाई चढाई गरी अमेरिकाको नेतृत्वमा संयुक्त अधिराज्य, अस्ट्रेलिया लगायतका देशहरूले युद्धमा गएको निष्कर्ष निकालेको छ। सन् 2001 अमेरिकामा अलकैदाले ट्विन टावरमा प्रहार गरेपछि अमेरिकाको नेतृत्वमा पहिले अफगानिस्तानमा आक्रमण सुरु भएको थियो र त्यसको केही समयपछि तत्कालीन इराकी राष्ट्रपति सद्दाम हुसेनसँग वेपन अफ मास डिस्ट्रक्सन रहेको सोचाइमा उनलाई पदच्युत गर्ने हिसाबले इराकमाथि पनि आक्रमण सुरु भएको थियो। अहिले आएर 7 लामो छानबिनले इराकमाथि आक्रमण गर्नका लागि दिएका कारणहरू बढाई चढाई गरिएको र ती बयानहरू सन्तोषप्रद नरहेको बताइएको छ। अस्ट्रेलिया समेत सामेल रहेको उक्त युद्धमा जाने निर्णय गर्ने तत्कालीन प्रधानमन्त्री जोन हावर्डले भने आफ्नो निर्णय त्यस बेलाको सन्दर्भमा गलत नरहेको बताएका छन्। त्यस बेला आफूहरूसँग रहेको जानकारी र प्रमाणका आधारमा इराकमाथि भएको आक्रमणमा आफूले भाग लिएको बताउँदै पूर्व प्रधानमन्त्री हावर्डले भने यस चिलकोट छानबिनले पनि खुफिया संस्थाले यो सूचना प्रधानमन्त्रीलाई प्रदान गरेको कुरा स्वीकार गरेको छ भनी बताए।
Everybody regrets the loss of life in any military conflict. I've said before and I repeat it, the hardest decision that I took as Prime Minister, along with my cabinet colleagues, was commit the men and women of the Australian Defence Force to military conflict. It always bothered me, but I believe that the decision to go into Iraq was justified at the time, and I don't resile from that.
सन् 2004 अस्ट्रेलियाको एक संसदीय समितिले त्यस युद्धमा जाने निर्णय सम्बन्धमा छानबिन गरेको थियो। त्यस छानबिनकी तत्कालीन प्रमुख मार्गेट स्वेरिङ्गाले हालको चिलकोट छानबिनले प्रष्ट रूपमा खुफिया सूचनाहरू राजनीतिक रूपमा असर हुने हिसाबले तोड मरोड गरिएको ठहर गरेको भनी बताएकी छिन्।
But certainly I think it was flawed in the sense that it was manipulated to fit a particular political view, and that was certainly the case that we found in Australia. I think the lack of proper process is also an issue. We don't know exactly what process took place in Australia, because Australia has only had 2 inquiries. Both of those inquiries looked into the intelligence, but nobody in Australia has looked at the decision-making process.
उक्त युद्धको क्रममा ब्रिटिस रोयल एयरफोर्समा कार्यरत पल पार्डोल नामका अस्ट्रेलियन सैनिक मारिएका थिए। इराकमा मारिने उनी पहिलो अस्ट्रेलियन भएका थिए। अहिले उनकी विधवा केली मेरिड सरकार समक्ष इराक युद्धमा जाने सम्बन्धीको निर्णयको स्वतन्त्र छानबिन हुनुपर्छ भनी माग गर्दै आएकी छिन्।
There's a family that's lost a loved one. It makes it very difficult when when the ceremonies and the shock subsides and you're kind of left with contemplating war grief, you start to question, well, I'm really proud of Paul and his commitment to service, but it doesn't mean that I'm proud of the decision to wage the war.
उनको भनाईमा सरकार प्रमुखहरूले जथाभावी निर्णय गर्दा त्यसले ठूलो हानि ल्याउने र यस्तो निर्णय गर्दा त्यसको सत्यताको जाँचबुझ र अनुमोदन बेग्लै ठाउँबाट हुन जरुरी रहेको छ।
I saw Tony Blair and John Howard perhaps not to the same extreme, but certainly sensationalizing and ramping up the fear that was quite unfounded, and this is where the checks and balances need to be more robust.
यता तास्मेनियाबाट स्वतन्त्र सांसदको रूपमा पुनः निर्वाचित भएका सांसद एन्ड्रयू विल्कीले अस्ट्रेलियाको युद्धमा जाने निर्णयको पुनः छानबिन हुनुपर्छ भनी बताएका छन्। उनको अनुसार तत्कालीन प्रधानमन्त्री जोन हावर्ड र तत्कालीन विदेश मन्त्री Alexander Downer lai es sambandhama sunuwai garinu parcha.
The fact is that the invasion of Iraq and the start of a war that continues to this day, not only did it turbocharge al-Qaeda back then, but it created the circumstances for the rise of Islamic State. So the terror threat that we all face in this country right now is a direct result of the decision by the Australian government under John Howard in 2003 to join in that invasion.
उता इराक युद्धको समयमा अस्ट्रेलियाको सैन्य प्रमुख रहेका पिटर लेले पनि यस सम्बन्धमा आफ्नो अभिव्यक्ति दिएका छन्। उनको अनुसार अस्ट्रेलियाले आफ्नो विदेशी साथीहरूको लहलहैमा लागेर युद्धमा जानु हुँदैन र यस किसिमको निर्णय स्वतन्त्र तरिकाले गरिनुपर्छ।
We should be looking at a parliamentary discussion, a parliamentary debate, and then a resolution out of the parliament about these decisions to go to war. And I'd add that every day we're at war, we're making a decision to stay at war.
So you'd like to see a new parliament, when it begins, debate again the various military deployments that we have underway right now?
I'd like to see any right parliament debate
them. उता बेलायतमा भने पूर्व प्रधानमन्त्री टोनी ब्लेयरले चिलकोट छानबिन सार्वजनिक भएको केही समयपछि एक पत्रकार सम्मेलन गरेका थिए। त्यसमा उनले युद्धको योजना बनाउने क्रममा र खुफिया सूचना संकलनको क्रममा गरेका गल्तीहरूको लागि माफी मागेका छन्। आफ्नो 10 वर्ष प्रधानमन्त्रीत्व कालमा इराक युद्धमा जाने निर्णय सबैभन्दा कठिन रहेको पनि उनले सो क्रममा बताए।
The intelligence assessments made at the time of going to war turned out to be wrong. The aftermath turned out to be more hostile, protracted and bloody than ever we imagined. The coalition planned for one set of ground facts and encountered another. And a nation whose people we wanted to set free and secure from the evil of Saddam became instead victim to sectarian terrorism. For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret and apology than you may ever know or can believe.
साथै उनले त्यस बेला अलकैदाले अमेरिकामाथि गरेको आक्रमण र त्यस किसिमको आतंक मचाउने समूहहरूले गर्दा त्यस बखतको सोचाइ अर्कै रहेको थियो भनी पनि बताए।
So it's important now that we're here 15 years after 9/11 to recall the atmosphere at that time. America had never suffered such an attack on its own soil before. Its population were devastated. They regarded themselves at war. The Taliban, who had given sanctuary to al-Qaeda, had been removed from power in Afghanistan in November 2001. But the 2002 Bali bombings, in which over 200 victims, mainly Australians, lost their lives, showed the continuing threat. So I ask people to put themselves in my shoes as Prime Minister.
यसैबीच संयुक्त अधिराज्यका प्रधानमन्त्री डेभिड क्यामरूनले यस सम्बन्धमा संसदमा बोल्दै गरिएका गल्तीहरूबाट पाठ लिनुपर्ने कुरामा जोड दिएका छन्। साथै उनले यो पछिल्लो छानबिनको निष्कर्षलाई अपव्याख्या गर्न मिल्दैन भनी पनि बताए।
Mr. Speaker, sending our brave troops onto the battlefield without the right equipment was unacceptable, and whatever else we learn from this conflict, we must all pledge this will never happen again. Yeah. There are also some lessons here that I do not think we should draw. First, it would be wrong to conclude that we shouldn't stand with our American allies when our common security interests are threatened. We should not conclude that intervention is always wrong. There are unquestionably times when it is right to intervene, as this country did successfully in Sierra Leone and Kosovo. And I'm sure that many in this House would agree that there have been times in the recent past when we should have intervened but didn't.